One question that sometimes arises after a person has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and after they have spoken in tongues for the first time, I've had them ask me, now that I have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, now what? What do I do now? If you have received your prayer language, I'd encourage you to pray in the Spirit frequently. Now, I've said earlier on that speaking in tongues is not the only way to pray in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 seems to indicate to us that even the groanings in the Spirit is a form of praying in the Spirit. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, there seems to be lots of proof there, evidence that for the early church, praying in the Spirit was primarily speaking in tongues. So, if you receive the prayer language, pray in the Spirit frequently. I'd encourage you to do that. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. But what if you've not received your prayer language yet? If you've not received your prayer language, continue to be expectant regarding that blessing. But don't get fixated on the fact that you're not speaking in tongues yet. If you get distressed over that, you may just get distracted from some other awesome thing that the Lord is doing in you and through you. You just have to believe that God meant it, the Bible meant it, when it says that if we ask, we will receive. If we ask for the Holy Spirit, we will receive the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Spirit. So if you've asked for the Lord to fill you with the Spirit in faith, then He has heard that prayer. Something's going on in there. And maybe, you know, tongues hasn't manifested yet. But, hey, that will come. Don't get distressed over that. But take time. After your times of receiving from the Lord, watch for and expect something new and something significant to begin to happen. Some report after having received from the Lord that suddenly they find themselves with a new boldness for witness. Others report an increased level of insight into the Scriptures or a greater sensitivity to the whispers of the Holy Spirit, more power in prayer, more of a sense of intimacy in relationship with Christ, and so forth. So if you haven't spoken in tongues yet, don't get fixated on that. Keep desiring that and waiting upon the Lord for that and stepping out in faith on that and learn from others how to do that. But at the same time, don't get so preoccupied over the fact that, well, I guess I'm just not going to receive. You have received. You've received in ways that maybe you've not discerned yet. But watch and see what differences are going to begin to take place in your life as you're just waiting before the Lord, receiving over and over again the fullness of the Spirit. So that leads into my next point. You know, what do I do now that I've received the baptism in the Spirit? Be continually filled. Yes, you've been baptized in the Spirit, but be continually filled. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, be filled with the Spirit. The thrust of the Greek there is be in a continual state of being filled with the Spirit. Another thing to do after you have received the gift of the Spirit is, and anytime you've received a blessing from the Lord, find a way to give it away. What do you mean by that? You know, God has touched you. He's filled you. Something's going on in here. Then find a way to minister to others and pray, Lord, let the same fire of the Spirit now be ministered into the life of my friend here, this person I'm praying for. There's something about giving away what God has already given you that brings back even increased blessing to us. Give and it shall be given unto you. Also, make yourself available to the Holy Spirit for intercession. If the Holy Spirit, if you've been baptized in the Spirit, and especially if you already received the gift of tongues, then make yourself available. Lord, anytime you want to move upon me to intercede for anyone in the world, I'm here. I'm available. Do it, Lord. Sometimes people are awakened in the middle of the night just for unexplainable reasons, just praying in tongues, and they don't even know what it's for. Here's what I think is going on in times like that. There might be somebody in Mongolia right now that is suffering. And God sees that need, and He wants to find someone in the earth to intercede for that individual. So he looks over the earth to find some available spirit-filled believer that he can rely upon to intercede for that person. And he finds a person in Texas, for instance, and he says, there is somebody I can use. And the spirit of intercession comes upon that believer in Texas, and intercessory prayers begin to rise up in the spirit. The person not even knowing, this person in Texas, not even knowing what they're praying for. They're praying in the spirit. And the effectual prayers that will manifest a healing or a breakthrough for this person in Mongolia begins to take place. I really think that's the way it works. So, make yourself available to the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, I'm available to you, for you to use. I want you just to use me. Another thing, what to do after receiving the baptism in the Spirit, start serving the Lord in your newfound spiritual ability or power. Start serving Him. Just look for the opportunities to serve others. The way we serve the Lord is through serving others. And you'll find a new joy in serving, a greater compassion in serving, more of a sensitivity to what needs to be done in serving when the power of the Holy Spirit is in you. And you'll find that the impact of what you do in those acts of service is just far more powerful when that anointing of the Spirit is upon you. Also, in terms of what to do after you've received the baptism of the Spirit, is earnestly desire the other spiritual gifts, especially the gifts that edify the church, such as the gift of prophecy. Go through 1 Corinthians 12. Look at the manifestation gifts that are there. And look at the first part of 1 Corinthians 14, where we are exhorted to earnestly desire spiritual gifts. I've sometimes heard people say we're supposed to seek the giver of the gift, not the gift itself. Well, 1 Corinthians 14 says earnestly desire spiritual gifts. And why are we exhorted to do that? It's because these gifts are not self-serving. These are gifts given to us that we may give them away, that we may serve others and serve Christ in the body of Christ and beyond the body of Christ through the power of the Spirit. It's about being equipped with power for His service. So earnestly desire the other spiritual gifts, especially those that build up the church. And the final part of this, in terms of what to do now that you have received the fullness of the Spirit, cultivate an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Learn how to listen for His voice, how to hear His voice, and how to respond to His promptings. I believe this is a large part of what the baptism in the Holy Spirit is all about. It's not just about us being empowered for service so that we can work for Him. It's also about us being empowered with a great love, a deeper love, a deeper devotion, and a more intimate communion with Him. Friendship with God. Okay, well, for right now, that's about all I'm covering in the series of responses to questions. And I'm sure there'll be other things we'll post here along the way. But God bless you as you just continue to pursue a life of being continually filled with the Holy Spirit.